You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A Microsoft update might come Monday. Caledonia's Plan Commission will meet Monday to discuss rezoning 245 acres for Microsoft's new data center there. People living in the area are worried about environmental impacts and neighborhood changes. If the commission moves the plan along, it goes to the village board next for possible final approval. A 20-year-old man from Georgia faces serious charges in Racine County for sending inappropriate images to minors on Snapchat. Ashton Lewandowski is being held in the Racine County Jail on a $75,000 bond after authorities say he targeted several underage girls, one in Mount Pleasant. 894 in Milwaukee County will be fully closed all weekend for repairs. In case your map app doesn't update properly, the impact is from 76th Street to Greenfield. Drivers should expect delays and follow detours until early Monday morning. Lightning killed a 48-year-old DNR worker in Washington County Monday while he was out working in the woods. Officials warn everyone to be cautious during storms, reminding people how dangerous lightning can be. And Racine has a new program offering affordable computers and free training to close the digital divide. People who qualify can buy a computer for just $10 after completing the training. There's more about the effort on the City of Racine's website. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The boys are back in town. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight, the Brewers host the Cincinnati Reds. In the final weekend of the regular season, Quinn Priester on the mound for Milwaukee. They've won 19 games in a row whenever he's pitched. Third baseman, Caleb Durbin.
There's something about just the way he looks, the way he composes himself, body language. It's easy to feed off of as far as playing defense behind him, but I think that's why he's so successful out there right now, is he's just competing like a bulldog, and it's easy to tell.
NFL, the Packers play the Cowboys on Sunday Night Football, but Dallas will be without their top wide receiver, CeeDee Lamb, out the next 3 to 4 weeks with a high ankle sprain. Xavier McKinney.
You know, he's a playmaker on the offense, and he's one of the, you know, the best players that they have on their team. So obviously, you know, him not being out there is going to have an effect, but I think they're still going to run a lot of, you know, what they usually run. And this is going to be a next man up type of mentality.
That's the Packers safety, Xavier McKinney, with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Imagine you were part of a hit TV show and the line from the show that fans quote when they see you involves yelling no, no in your face. That is what life has been like for former The Office showrunner Paul Lieberstein. The yelling is in reference to Lieberstein's character Toby, who returns to work much to the dismay of his adversary Michael Scott, played by Steve Carell, who shouts no, no in Toby's face. It's worth a Google. The writer-actor recently spoke at the Paley Museum about its new exhibit for The Office. During his appearance, Lieberstein mentioned the new spinoff, The Paper. He is one of the writers on the new show and said he would be open to appearing on the show as an actor if it made sense. At the moment, Oscar Nunez, who played Oscar, is the only cast member from The Office on the paper. I've seen the pilot of the paper, and here's my advice. Bring back all The Office characters. In Nepo Baby news, Sawyer Spielberg, yes, relation, has signed on to play the lead in a new film called Once Upon a Time in Hell's Kitchen, according to Variety. The film is based on Colin Broderick's book of the same name. The young Spielberg most recently appeared in Materialists, opposite opposite Dakota Johnson and Pedro Pascal. The 33-year-old actor is the son of director Steven Spielberg and actress Kate Capshaw, and will also executive produce the project. For what it's worth, he is a well-trained actor, but I'm sure the last name has opened a few doors. It took a screwball comedy to bring the hilarious Rick Moranis out of retirement. The Honey, I Shrunk the Kids star has announced that he will be part of Spaceballs 2, where he will reprise his role as Dark Lord Helmet in the sequel to the 1987 original. According to Variety, Amazon MGM Studios has announced that production is underway and the film should hit theaters in 2027. Better Spaceballs 2 for a comeback than another Honey, I Shrunk sequel. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly cloudy today with a high in the upper 60s to low 70s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. Could see a little fog overnight. Our low in the 50s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the 70s to near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Current temp 62.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.